went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. The fall is here and we're feeling some love, honey.
Yes, girl. The fall. You just want someone to cuddle with and keep you warm.
That's right. That means you go on to all the social media aspects that's of right. life and find yourself a date.
That's what you do.
And that's why we have Liam on the phone. Good morning, Liam. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good.
Good.
Oh, we're good.
So tell us, my man, who'd you go on a date with?
Yeah.
So I went on a date with a girl named Doris. We met on Match.
Okay.
We both like playing bingo, doing crossword puzzles, gardening.
Oh.
We decided to meet at Smokey's Club for dinner. It's I don't know if you've seen, it's an old summer's club in Madison.
Yeah.
We went on the date. I mean, we had seemed like we had a lot in common. We kind of felt like old souls. And I don't know. At the end of the date, she said that she had a lovely time, but she needed to go home, get some much needed rest. So I guess she didn't want to stay out too late.
Mm-hmm.
But I trying to reach back out and go on a second date, but nothing's happened. So I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Well, first off, I love myself a supper club.
I know. And I've been to Smokey's, and that is old time. If you want to go like for some old time feel.
Yes.
Smokey's is a place to go.
It is the jam. I like it, my man. That was a good date to go on.
Yeah, very good.
But you said, you have all these things in common, but then she got tired. She had to go home.
She had to rest.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah, I don't think it ended, abruptly or anything, but that was kind of how it ended. So, I'm kind of confused as to why why I'm not hearing from her.
Right.
Okay.
So, how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's like a week and a half.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's not too bad.
No.
All right. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we'll call Doris see, what's been going on, especially since it sounds like a nice date, and, people get tired. They got to end the day a little early.
Yeah, you do. It doesn't mean you're not interested.
Right. Uh-huh. She could have had a long day at work. So.
That's right.
All right, my man. We will hopefully get you a second date with Doris coming up next with Second Date Update with Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We got our boy Liam on the phone.
Yes.
Ooh, honey, he met a hottie called Doris from Match.com.
He sure did, girl. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot in common. They both like playing bingo, doing crossword puzzles, and gardening. And he took her to Smokey's Club for dinner, which I love, that old supper club.
Oh, yeah.
What a great choice. But I guess she got a little tired at the end of the night. I mean, everything seemed to go fine. She just needed to get home, and he hasn't heard from her in like a week and a half.
So, Liam, before we call her, I'm just curious about your gardening skills. Like, what do you like to grow?
Yeah.
Like radishes and...
Actually, vegetables, carrots, actually.
Nice. Some pumpkins.
And cabbage.
Cabbage. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Make them like
and,
you.
Basil, believe it or not.
Oh, and basil. That's good.
No, they don't make them like him anymore.
No.
He does seem like an old soul or
you
something.
You are a special guy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my man. Well, let's not wait any longer. We're going to give Doris a call. Are you ready?
Me? Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, he's super ready.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Doris?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi! Well, you're actually speaking with Krista and Tracy from Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're just on the radio, girlfriend.
Yeah, girl.
Whoop,
whoop. Hi. Hi,
hi. She's like, why are you calling? What did I win?
Exactly.
Well, you won something, honey.
You did.
And he's a hottie
who likes
to play puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
He gardens, for gosh sakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Basil. Radishes.
Cabbage.
Mm. Do you remember meeting a guy by the name of Liam on Match.com?
Liam.
He misses you, girlfriend.
Yes.
So we're just calling because we're wondering why you're not getting back to him. It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Oh. He's a weirdo?
He's a bit strange. We had a good date. You know, we had a good time. We liked the same things.
Okay.
And he told me that he thought that I looked way much older than I was.
Oh, he told you that on the date?
Good.
On the first date, he told me I looked 10 years older than what I really was.
No. You never tell a woman
that. Are you serious?
You don't ever. Oh, my gosh.
How did that conversation?
Yeah,
girl. Like, how does that conversation even come in? Like, you're taking a bite of your filet mignon and you're like, you know what? That face of yours?
Yeah.
Not looking so good.
Right.
Okay, but if I wasn't offended enough, like, it's like he told me that he always wanted to go on a date with a cougar. And he believed that from my profile picture that I was older than what I was. And we're the same age.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't even know what to say either.
Okay. Well, you know what? We could guess all we want, but Liam is on the phone, Miss Doris. It's true, girl. You're on Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Liam. My.
Liam.
The first rule of Fight Club, honey, is never tell a woman that she looks older than what she is.
You never tell her that. Or that she looks pregnant and she's not. Yeah.
Well, I guess it did come out wrong, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it that way if it'd be insulting, but
on her profile picture, you saw her age, but you just didn't believe that was her real age?
Well, I don't have too much experience on the these apps, but like twice before there, you know, I assumed that they were telling the truth or whatever, and they weren't. So, you know, I guess I kind of thought it was, yeah, she might have been doing the same thing. So, yes, we are the same age. But, you know, again, I guess it came out. I guess it came out wrong. I like the way she looks. And I, you know, so I do.
Let's get this straight. So you wanted to date a cougar. And so you knew looking at her that obviously this woman is older than you. I'm getting this confused. Like you did. You
from,
just assumed.
From what I thought,
What you thought. So. Okay. But obviously you guys are the same age.
You're the same age.
So either this is not a compliment to her, unfortunately. So Doris, what are your thoughts? I mean, obviously he found you attractive. Yeah. That's why he wanted to go out with you. Right. He just thought you were older than him.
It was an accident.
Yeah, but I mean, was he attracted to me or attracted to his fetish?
Ooh, that's a good call.
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Like to wanting to be with a cougar.
Yes. Liam.
Well, at the risk of going tit for tat, I mean, why would that make me a weirdo? I mean, I made a mistake. So if that makes somebody a weirdo, then I don't know about that.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird because you're into older men or women.
I don't think so at all.
Mm-mm.
You know,
right?
You might want someone more mature. That's all.
Listen, a lot of ladies want to date older man.
You know,
what's wrong with fetish? I mean, you know, fetishes can be fun.
That's right. We all have one, right?
You know, it just sounds like to me this can be worked out. I mean, it sounds like Liam found her attractive, but, you know, he made an honest mistake. Even if he thought she was 10 years older, he still found her attractive. He still wanted to be with her. It was just an accidental mistake.
I don't know. I don't think so. He literally told her that you look 10 older, years older than what you really are.
For women, it's such a sensitive thing.
I don't think you can take that back.
What do you think, Doris?
Do you want to go back out with Liam knowing that he thinks you look 10 years older than what you are?
I can't get past that. I'm sorry.
I knew it.
I thought we were going to get this one.
Well, it was like you said, it was a simple mistake. It's probably something you probably shouldn't ever say to a woman, Liam. But hey, man, if you want to date older women, cougars are the jam. They're independent, strong women that are doing their thing. So you keep on doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, maybe I want to go out next time with someone who has a fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
That's the way to go.
On 93.1 Jams.